I'm sorry for the lateness. I'll have you know that this lateness is through no fault of my own, as per usual. Well, not this is worse than usual. At the show before me, respect greatness, please and thank you. All right. Now to your favorite part of the show. Well, first I want to say hello. Hope everybody's feeling good. Let's put up that volume. Okay. All right, let's get to the best part of the show. Neil. Welcome to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Please, somebody let me know if that buzzing that I'm hearing in the studio is transmitting over the airwaves. Much appreciated if you would let me know. Thank you. Got an interesting show planned for tonight. It's officially titled DJ Roomba's Weather Forecast. Now, yesterday, this Thursday, it's, I think with the high was 62, and tomorrow the high will be 37. So that's some pretty wild weather, and I had a weather playlist about half done this afternoon, and after I finished my economics final, I just put the finishing touches on it, and I hope that you enjoy it. Now, let's get started. We're gonna start off with a track from Dr. Dog, at Matt O'Malley, if you're listening. I forgot to shout him out at the end of the last show, but I'm playing Dr. Dog partially because of him and partially because it's a good song regardless, and we're going to be playing their track The Breeze off their 2008 album Fate. I'm so sorry, that's highly embarrassing. That's not Fate. Sorry, that's not, maybe it was Fate. That's not The Breeze by Dr. Dog. This is The Breeze by Dr. Dog.
Are you moving much too fast? And the good times that just don't last, if you're always on the go, make an angel in the snow and freeze. Do you feel like you're stuck in time, forever waiting on that line? If nothing ever moves, put that needle to the groove.
Stay. to your mind. Hidden secrets left behind, where no one ever goes. But everybody knows it's alright.
There we had Dr. Dog with their track, The Breeze. That's a track, this band is from, I believe it's West Grove, Pennsylvania, which is near like Philadelphia and Wilmington. So PA reppin', is that a thing I can say? Maybe. Anyway, a track off their 2008 album, Fate. What else do I have to write? In that band, they have a dedicated mouth harp player. Now, I've forgotten what a mouth harp is. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna inform all of you people. It's also called a jaw harp. It kind of looks like, I don't know what it looks like. It's give it a look. It's you'll be fascinated. Anyway, so Dr. Dog does have a dedicated mouth harp player. Now, to a band that doesn't have a mouth harp player, the Beatles, we're going to be playing a track off their 1969 classic, Abbey Road. We're going to be playing the track, Here Comes the Sun.
It's alright.
There we had Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles. At Will Moose. I don't care that this is a mainstream track. I've been playing a little bit more mainstream music. That's because I've become maybe a little less snobby. I don't know. I don't think so. I still maintain quite strong musical opinions about quite a few artists. Moving on. Let's see what we have up next. Oh, we've got a good one. Oh, actually, no. I've got a couple facts about Here Comes the Sun. Firstly, it was a cover of this song. I believe, I don't know who it was by, but it was featured prominently in the cinematic masterpiece B-Movie, written and directed, I believe, by Jerry Seinfeld. Certainly a very funny man. And next up, I've got a track from Traffic. This is a track that I kind of grew up with because in my family we only played a very small amount of CDs. So I know my parents will be listening. So I grew up listening to The Roaches. When I was with my dad, I listened to this 20th Century Masters CD of Traffic, and I believe I listened to The Sisters McGarrigle or something like that. I don't know. It's objectively bad music. Anyway, moving on, we're going to listen to a track off that album, the Traffic album that I always had to listen to. We're going to listen to the track Paper Sun off what is... I couldn't find an album for it. It might be Mr. Fantasy, but it's definitely a 1967 single from the band Traffic.
Close up.
Now, as you may have noticed, unintroduce that track. That was Paper Sun by Traffic. You may have noticed that it's the sun section of this radio show. And in keeping with that theme, despite me skipping over the fact that Paper Sun was partially inspired by Sgt. Pepper, I believe, I don't know, did they come out the same year maybe? Oh, they did? That's funny. They actually came out the same year. Now, you notice that very prominently featured in that track is the sitar, which also plays a role in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in tracks like, let's see. I'll talk while I look for a track. You know, no, not getting better. No, it's like a harpsichord? Yeah. Definitely not. Oh, it's a fire track. Maybe I should play that later. Oh, this is a there we go. Yeah, so there's a Within You, Without You from the Beatles, featuring very prominently a sitar in the same year that Steve Winwood did in Traffic. There you go. Fun fact. Moving on now to their next sun-themed track. It's The Sun by Maroon 5 off their only album worth talking about, Songs About Jane.
Things ain't how they used to be. She said the battle's on.
There we had The Sun from Maroon 5, the 2002 album, Songs About Jane. There we go. All I wrote about that song was that this is the only Maroon 5 album that should exist. Now, although I believe the second album was It Won't Be Soon Before Long, had some good tracks, certainly didn't match up to the blue-eyed soul that you hear on Songs About Jane. I believe I've played quite a few songs off that album now. I think by the end of my time here at WJRH, I will have played all of the songs on that album on the radio. I hope you're... It'll be a good time. That's all I have to say right now. And moving on from our sun, we're going to move on to rain for one track only. Oops. And we are going to get to the track Rainy Taxi by the band Spoon. And we'll be playing... Oh, I've already said Rainy Taxi from Spoon off the 2014 album They Want My Soul.
Thank you.
Rainy Taxi from Spoon. Spoon's just your average band from Texas. Let's see. What's interesting about this track is that it borrows not insignificantly from David Bowie's track, Let's Dance. In this song, they say, let's give it a check. Rainy Taxi. Well, I remember. Okay, so at one point in the song, he says, "Put on your red shoes," something, something. I should have pulled this up beforehand, but nevertheless, they so. The singer says, "Put on your red shoes, sing it to me, lover girl." Now in Let's Dance, David Bowie sings. How do I not know this? That's highly embarrassing. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Bah, bah, bah. There we go. And what else? There's another part that... right. And in Rainy Taxi, they say, "And if you say run, I may run with you," which is a very, very similar to Let's Dance. Let's do it. Let's play a little bit. Respect. Put some respect on David Bowie. Come on. So there you go. A little edification for you, my lovely, lovely listeners. And it's 11:39 and about half an hour through my show. At the show before me, show some respect. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. I'm your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. Now, moving on to our next track, after which I will play everybody's least favorite part of the show, the PSAs, although they're important. But before that, we're going to do a little track from the man, Jimi Hendrix. We're going to do, technically the Jimi Hendrix Experience, but it's the track The Wind Cries Mary off the album Are You Experienced from Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merrily. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very. The wind screams, Mary.
wisdom and whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
There, The Wind Cries Mary, a track I used to have mastered on Guitar Hero, I'll have you know, and that Noah, a top listener of the show, had used to be able to play on guitar. Fun facts for all. We'll do a quick story. This is rare, me telling a story about myself in elementary school, but I believe it was third or fourth grade. For Black History Month, I had to write a paper. Did I make this story already? It doesn't matter. So I had to write a paper of sorts about like an African American person, and my parents were pushing me very hard to write it about Louis Armstrong, who my grandfather I guess kind of knew. Complicated, but not really complicated. But I insisted on doing it about Jimi Hendrix instead, which they were absolutely thrilled about. Not thrilled about. So, there's your fact. And this was a song about an argument that Jimi Hendrix had with his girlfriend at the time. But with that, I will leave you to three PSAs. How delightfully exciting. Here we go.
Later, much later, we heard something. We didn't breathe for listening. Then footsteps on the back porch, creeping, then more confident. After all, nobody was home. A hand closed on the knob on the screen door to the kitchen and found it latched. We heard a little sawing sound as a file began to slice through the screen wire. Grandma reached down for something in her sewing basket. Through the darkness, I managed to notice Grandma's rocker was rocking and she wasn't in it. She was standing over me. "Keep just behind me," she whispered. I followed her across the room into the kitchen. Now we were by the door, and I heard the scuffle of heavy feet in there on the crinkly linoleum. Grandma turned back to me. Under my nose, she struck a wooden match with her thumbnail. She touched the match to something in her other hand. It sizzled. Then she leaned down and rolled it into the invisible kitchen. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book A Long Way from Chicago by Richard Peck. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I shoved the envelope under my sweater and sneaked to the kitchen. Mom was on the phone in the front room. I didn't want to have to explain anything. I just wanted to be by myself. Clutching the envelope tightly, I stepped onto the ladder at the bottom of the treehouse. Something caught my eye above me and I looked up. Light! It looked as if there were a firework display going on inside the treehouse. Crackling and snapping and whizzing sounds spun around above my head. Light shot out in sparks, dancing to the popping of noise. My first thought was to scream fire and run to the house to get Mom. My legs trembled as I inched upward, creeping up the rungs as quietly as I could. My heart banged so hard that it felt as if someone were hitting my chest. A couple more steps, and then I leaned forward, craning my neck to look inside. And then I looked up and saw... Find out what happens next. Read Philippa Fisher's Fairy Godsister by Liz Kessler. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
And we back Hey, there we go. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks left, and 22 minutes ish. That's okay. Let's get right to it. Moving on to a track that I think I can play. Right? It's the track. We're going all in. You're So Damn Hot by OK Go off their debut album, OK Go, a 2002 album that Pitchfork gave a 2.6 out of 10. I'll let you decide about this track.
I saw you sliding out the bar. I saw you slipping out the back door, baby. Don't even try and find a line. This time is fine, darling, you're still divine. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to bend it all, but you're so damn hard. Yeah, you're so damn hard. Yeah, you're so damn hard. Yeah, you're so damn hard. So now you're headed to your car. You say it's dinner with your sister, sweetie. But darling, look at how you're dressed. Your best suggests another kind of guest. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to beg it all. But you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. You're so damn high. Yeah, you're so damn high. So who's this other guy you got? Which other rooms are riding hush, hush, sugar? Could've swore you said before, no more for sure what I believe you for. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, but try to beg it all. But you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to beg it all. But you're so damn high. Yeah, you're so damn high. Oh, you're so damn high.
There, OK Go with the track You're So Damn Hot. This track was used on an episode of The OC, and as I stated earlier, Pitchfork gave it a 2.6 out of 10, the album as a whole. I'm not sure if I like any other tracks on the album. This is good. Oh, I like this album. It doesn't deserve a 2. Pitchfork. Unbelievable. Moving on to the track Avant Gardener. I know Courtney Barnett splits opinions. I'm a big fan. I know a lot of people aren't, because they just don't get the monotony and the her unique way of putting forth lyrics into the world. But this is a personal favorite track from the album. The double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, a 2014 double EP, and we're going to listen to the track Avant Gardener by the Australian Courtney Barnett.
Thank you.
Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett. Now, I know everybody is in uproar. It's trending on Twitter. Why? Why did Neil play a track that isn't related to weather? Well, this is a track related to weather. Why are you so stupid? Now, if you were listening closely, now I wouldn't expect you to know Celsius, but in the track, Courtney Barnett, who is Australian and therefore uses the Celsius system as opposed to Fahrenheit, says that it's 40 degrees and she feels like, and I, sorry, quote or directly, she says, it's 40 degrees and I feel like I'm dying. Now, 40 degrees in Celsius, 40 degrees Celsius Fahrenheit, that's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. That's wild. And yeah, so she passes out in her garden and she gets taken to the hospital. You know, there aren't enough songs about, you know, being taken to the hospital after working too hard in your garden. Yeah, that's all I've got to say about Avant Gardener. Now, moving on to a track that's distinct, just absolutely not related to weather, but I couldn't think of any way that the track Windowpane would ever fit into any strict radio show role. So I figured, might as well stick it in here. We're going to listen to the track Windowpane by Mild High Club. Thank you. window pane. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was messing around with my headphones. I just want to make sure I can hear myself. That was Window Pane from Mild High Club off their album Timeline, which is from, I think, like 2014, maybe? 2014? 2015. So close. Now, I personally see them as very similar to the band Home Shake, which I've played in the past. You may remember me playing the track Every Single Thing, you know? You know? Oh, man. Boom, 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 boom. Good stuff. I'm enjoying this, you know, little preview of tracks during the show. Let me know if you like it. I think it's fun. But moving on from Mild High Club and their track Window Pane, we're going to move on to a track from 1959, perhaps my oldest song so far. It was written in 1937 by Irving Berlin, and it's a track called I've Got My Love, a concept invented by Hallmark in the early 21st century to sell greeting cards. To Keep Me Warm, it's a track by Dean Martin off his album A Winter Romance. Doesn't exist.
The snow is snowing and the wind it is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I cannot remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire and the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I thought you ought to know my heart's on fire. The flames, they just leap higher. So I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it'll storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Dean Martin. No, I said that weird. Dean Martin with the track I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm off the 1959 album A Winter Romance. Now, in my very quick research of Dean Martin in the past 30 seconds, I realized that he hosted for about 10 years, he hosted the show The Dean Martin Celebrity Roast, in which various celebrities of the time were roasted. Notable roastees include Wilt Chamberlain, Ronald Reagan in 1973 while he was still the governor of California, Ed McMahon, do I know who that is? Do I? Oh, yeah. Oh, he worked on the Tonight Show, and anyway, who else? Barry Goldwater, Hubert Humphrey, Truman Capote. Capote? Capote? Anyway, a lot of famous people were roasted by Dean Martin. Just for your edification. One more track tonight. Just one more. And being that this is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, it's going to be a track from Beck, and it's going to be a track from his 2000-something album, 2005 album, Güero. And it's going to be the track Earthquake Weather. And there it is, the end of the show. This is the end of the DJ Roomba weather forecast. Certainly hope you enjoyed. Certainly hope you got a sense of the weathery tracks that I played for you tonight. And quick warning that there will be no show next week due to the spring break here at Lafayette College. I won't be around, and I won't be here in the studio to bring you music. Certainly 2 weeks from today, tune in March 24th, I believe. Right, March 24th. If you are here at Lafayette, I certainly recommend that you come to Dolly Spartans. And they've got a concert here on or around campus. I forget where it is. I believe it might be at one of our board members' houses. Certainly, you can give it a look on Facebook. Certainly recommend that you come. It would be an honor. I'll be giving out autographs if you do come and ask, if you do come to the concert. And certainly hope you join us. And that'll be it for me from here in the basement of Hoag Hall. I want to remind you, of course, that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Have an excellent couple of weeks, and I look forward to nothing more than bringing you music on March 23rd. Goodbye.